Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
KG Bird, we're flying you down to headquarters.
On what charge, boy wonder?
Illegal umbrellas.
Assault and battery disturbing the peace. We've got enough to put you back on ice, Penguin.
Oh, tut tut, Batman. I only make the umbrellas. What they do after they leave here is hardly my affair now, is it?
Have no fear. The Penguin's here.
Admiring your handiwork?
Touring the riot scene, gravely assessing the devastation, upstanding mayor stuff.
You're not the mayor.
Things change.
Jim, it has become woefully apparent that you are outmanned, outgunned, and out of options. So I'm here to help.
I find your middling machinations mildly diverting, but for sheer criminal genius, none surpasses my most recent ornithologically inspired entoilment.
Smaller words, please. You're losing croc.
I love this movie. What I mind is backseat yakety yak while I'm trying to watch a movie.
Greetings to the pathetic and doomed denizens of Gotham City who dared to grace me with their sidelong glances, frightened whispers, and withering disrespect. I am Oswald Cobblepot, but you may call me the Penguin.
You one of the dancers for my nephew's bar mitzvah? Jesus, Harley! Rock bottom came fast since the Joker dumped you.
Woke up this morning, ate yourself a fish, put on your top hat, and you went out in the street. Drove around with a monocle in your eye and an umbrella. Got in a fight with Batman and ended up in Arkham Asylum. Yeah, you are the Penguin, but you somehow are Tony Soprano. And you're going to fight with Johnny Sack's daughter. You ate a lot of gabagoo in a house that looks like Tony's mom's. She's also a bitch and she keeps you doing harm. Yeah! You are the Penguin, you are not Tony Soprano. You're Colin Farrell, and you've also been in other superhero stuff. You are the Penguin, and you're driving from Gotham. You're fighting Batman, even though he's not in the series. And then the Riddler, who was just like the Joker. A lot of people have played you, but not as good as Colin Farrell. You are the Penguin. Are you gonna live in a big house? Are you gonna marry Edie Falco and have a couple of kids?
Oh my goodness. Hello, I am Tim Andrews, and this is Travels. My nose is stuffed up. My ears are plugged up. I have been coughing and wheezing and sneezing and blowing snot out of every orifice in my body. Actually, just two. The nose. Because there's two holes. It's one pipe, I suppose. But it's two holes. And as you can tell, this isn't my normal voice. And I don't know how I'm going to be able to perform, let alone record more of the audiobook that I'm working on. But I do have to say that I enjoy very much the new Penguin series on HBO vis-a-vis Max. If HBO is even still a thing, I don't know if it is. Is it? Much like every other member of Gen X who first watched Batman in syndication and Technicolor on whatever channel was carrying it. My first penguin was Burgess Meredith. And if you watched Saturday morning cartoons, not necessarily Batman and Robin, but, well, I don't know what it was. It was the Justice League, maybe. You have a whole bunch of people that have, that are famous people that have done the voice of Batman or I'm sorry, the Penguin, or have appeared on TV as the Penguin. Colin Farrell is playing him right now, and you wouldn't even notice him. He's got a lot of makeup on. He kind of looks like a cross between Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini, and Vito. What's his name? Gascoli or something? I'm going to Google it right now. But Vito, you know, on The Sopranos, the guy who got the pool cue, you know, it was terrible. Vito Spadafore, as played by Joseph R. Gascoli. I can't pronounce it. See, my voice is terrible. I could probably do the Penguin. They don't have him making that noise anymore. Colin Farrell played him. Is playing him right now, and he played him in the Batman movie with Cedric Diggory. No, not Cedric Diggory. I forget the name of the kid that died in that Harry Potter movie, The Goblet of Fire, killed by Voldemort. Spoiler alert. He was very handsome, though. Yes, he was. No, Harry Potter. No, Colin Farrell. Anyway, you know the guy from the vampire movie. Robert Pattinson, whatever. He was Batman, the most recent Batman, and the homicidal Riddler was the bad guy. Robin Lord Taylor played him, a younger version of Oswald Cobblepot, who, by the way, is now known as Oswald Cobb. Maybe they're leaving it off. In Gotham, that show that was on Fox for a number of years. Danny DeVito, of course, played him in Batman Returns in 1992. Paul Williams. You know Paul Williams, the singer who played one of the orangutans in the last Planet of the Apes movie, the original five, Battle for the Planet of the Apes. Yeah, or Conquest of the Planet of the Apes. So Paul Williams played him. Burgess Meredith, of course, as already mentioned, he's also A.O. Mickey in Rocky. And then Ted Knight, by the way. Did I already mention him? 1968, 1969, The Adventures of Batman was an animated television series. A couple other people I'm not going to mention. Dana Schneider played him in the Justice League action in Batman Unlimited 2015 through 2018. Dana Schneider, of course, Master Shake. And Granny from Squidbillies. Wayne Knight from The Sopranos played him in Harley Quinn, the animated TV series. Steve Bloom played him in the Lego movie. Steven Root, Batman, the Brave and the Bold. Didn't have him in the montage there at the beginning. Tom Kenny, SpongeBob SquarePants, Mr. Show, and others. So we'll probably talk about it a lot on Radio Labyrinth this week, or a little bit of the whole thing, the whole shebang. My voice is absolutely shot. I had no idea how it was going to sound. I was going to record some of the audiobook I've been working on today. And as you can tell, it's weak. And
it's weak. So weak, Attican. So weak.
And yeah, everything's coming out the nose. And this all, by the way, from the little penguins at Gilbert's Elementary School, who are spreading germs everywhere. I thought it might be that it was just simply, what do you call it? Allergies, because there's a lot of ragweed and it's like way ridiculously hot here in Georgia for September, late September, and it's in the 90s, which sucks. I hate the 90s. Well, I love the 90s. The 1990s were great. Everything worked. I didn't have allergies until I moved here. You know, I'd come down here. My parents would bring me to the South. My dad and stepmom would bring me to Myrtle Beach in May or whatever, March, whatever, when the hell it was. And then I'd go home and be sick for a week. And but anyway, that's neither here nor there, but it's just awful. I thought it was allergies, and maybe it is. Gilbert's been coughing. I don't know, man. It's just, it's awful. I hate it. And I had to miss work yesterday. But it was cool to watch the Bills win last night. Actually kicked the hell out of Jacksonville.
Jacksonville Jaguars, who beat us last year, so the Bills just put a stomping on them. Even who was it got a touchdown? I don't even know. I don't even know, dude. I'm just sitting here babbling, and thinking about what I'm watching on TV and what I'm not watching on TV. I have to go see the Braves tonight if I can make it. It's a client meeting at WSB client, the endorsers. And I thought, you know, well, I gotta get some sleep. So the last couple of nights, I've gone to bed early and slept an awful lot. Slept late. Got up today, took Gilbert to school, came back home. And, you know, I thought, okay, I feel a little bit better. And here I am. And I don't sound good. I can hear it in my ears. I can hear it in my headphones that I don't sound good. And it's just a lot of coughing and wheezing and snot. And you know how it is. And, oh, I got it. And I don't really feel like doing it. You know, that whole thing where you're just logy and your body aches. And I got to tell my dad, who my dad and stepmom are up north in Pennsylvania in New York State. And he called me. And there's a kind of potato chip that I like from up that area that you can't get down here. And they're called Middlesworth. And I just need to know, do you want the plain ones or do you want the barbecue ones? Always the barbecue ones. So the plain ones are good too. They're the best chips in the country. The potato chips from up there. I've had potato chips all over this planet, all over this world. Potato chips. These are the best potato chips. The Middlesworth barbecue potato chips. Especially when you bite down, you see a little bubble on one of those chips, and you bite down on it, and it's a big thing of grease inside of those chips. There was a chip that was better from Pennsylvania, but I don't believe they make them anymore. They were called Gibbles, Gibble's. And they were cooked in lard. Lard chips. Those are the best chips, cooked in lard. You know, hey, animal tallow is much better for you than vegetable oils, I would assume. That's what they say on TikTok. How to make your own beef tallow. How to make your own beef tallow. First, go to the butcher shop and get a bunch of free fat. Get a bunch of free beef fat. Come home, spend all day rendering it on your stovetop and make your house stink for a month. But then you can cook potatoes in it. I bought beef tallow at Kroger or one of those places. Maybe it was Sprouts or something. And I cooked potatoes in it. And they were horrible. And here's why. Because I didn't cook the potato. I didn't prep the potatoes properly. I just let them sit in that oil. McDonald's used to use beef tallow. I remember working there when they switched from beef tallow to whatever horrible chemical they cooked their french fries in. Now they taste like beef tallow. But if you had a time machine and went back to the 1970s and you went to a McDonald's and you ordered french fries, you'd say, these are the best McDonald's french fries I've ever had. And I bet you back then, if you put a french fry on a windowsill, it would shrivel up and a bug would eat it or something. But now you can put them on a windowsill and they'll stay there for longer than you've lived there. I bet if you were to put in a time capsule an order of McDonald's french fries and somebody were to discover it 100 years from now, it would still be McDonald's french fries from right now. And I have to drink water. I do not know how I'm going to work today. This is just me, you know, figuring out what I'm going to do today. Because I have to talk for a living. I have to go schmooze later. I want to see the Braves. I haven't been to a Braves game since over a year ago. And they're playing the Mets, so obviously I'll be rooting for the Braves. I would always root for the Braves unless they're playing the Yankees. Yeah, then I'd have to root for the Yankees. Sorry. But 9 times out of 10, probably more than that, considering they don't play each other that often, I would root for the Braves. You know, there was every time the Braves have been in the World Series, except for 2 times in my lifetime, I've rooted for the Braves. Even going back to those early 90s World Series where the stupid Twins beat them. The Blue Jays, who I did root for when they played the Phillies. I think the Braves are probably the only National League team that I root for. Sometimes the Phillies, if they're not playing, everything just who's playing the Yankees. Same with the Falcons and the Bills and any football team of that ilk. And I'm just sort of blathering on here because this is going to be a short episode of Trambles. I wanted to get it out. I don't normally do things when I don't feel well. And we'll see. I just don't know how I'm going to make it as far as doing the show. Sorry for the burp. It's not really caring much of anything. Let's talk a little bit more about this Penguin show. The Penguin on HBO. Kristen Milioti, she plays Sophia Falcone. She's been in a lot of movies and TV shows. Probably the first time I ever saw her, though, she was on The Sopranos. The Sopranos. Who did she play on The Sopranos? Oh, she was on The Venture Brothers, huh? She's Night Nurse on The Venture Brothers. That's something to me. I didn't know that. Night Nurse. And not on The Sopranos, by the way. Venture Brothers. Venture Bros. Heh, that's cool. She's just a night nurse. She's not a superhero or anything. Let's go back. You have to go back. She's in tons of stuff. Let's go back. She was on Nurse Jackie, one episode of Nurse Jackie. Yeah, she was Catherine Sacrimony. So she's one of Johnny Sachs's daughters. She's really good. Colin Farrell, of course, is good as the Penguin. Clancy Brown, no matter what role he's in, he always brings it. He's Salvatore Moroni. Of course, Carmine and Alberto Falcone are gone, so forget all that. Renzi Feliz, that's how you say it, is Victor Aguilar, and he's great. He's a new character. Michael Kelly is Johnny Vitti. You remember Michael Kelly from House of Cards, a number of other shows. He's good. Theo Rossi's a good actor. Dr. Julian Rush.
Oh, look who's going to be on the show. She's yet to be on the show yet. Nadia Maroni. She's playing an Italian, but we all know she's not Italian. She's Shohora Agdashlu, and she's Iranian. She's a wonderful actress, and she has a beautiful voice, a very good voice. I've always liked Shohora Agdashlu. When she won the Emmy and she came down out of breath and was talking, I love her. She's so good. Not my Mukti. From the House of Sand and Fog. Also, one season of 24. Not my Mookie. Oh, don't forget Francois Chow, who is in Lost and a bunch of other things. I could just do Shohora Agdashlu because someday my voice will sound like hers from all the years of smoking cigarettes and other things. I will someday sound like Shohora Agdashlu, the Emmy Award-winning actress, and maybe also Academy Award. I don't remember if she ever won one. Although she has won. She's won the Primetime Emmy and the Satellite Award, and she was nominated for The House of Sand and Fog. I like her very much. She's a good actress.
She is a good actress. She's in The Expanse.
She's the president of the moon.
And other places. They got a hit on their hands, HBO does. And this is, you compare this to the Disney and the Marvel shit. A lot of the Marvel shit's just straight up garbage. It's more message than substance, more message than story. The story takes a backseat to whatever they're trying to push. I don't know, the Witches show is probably okay. I like the one lady from Scarlet Witch show. Sabrina the Scarlet Witch. No, I know it's not. That's not who it was. Wanda. The Wanda Files or whatever the fuck it was called. But The Penguin is how you do a show that you want a guy like me to watch. It's got the mob element, and there's definitely some Sopranos involved. It is on Sunday nights, so, I mean, everything just sort of is what it is. And I dig it, so I'm going to keep watching it. I do hope to see Batman. You're going to have a show in the Batman universe. I want to see Batman at some point. Even if you put a guy in a suit and say it's Robert Pattinson, I don't care. But you got to have a little Batman in there, and you got to get rid of all these mob guys and let Colin Farrell become the mob boss as Oswald Cobb, the inventor of the Cobb salad. I want to see some Joker. I don't know which Joker it would be. I don't know which one's in the new universe. Some of these other ones, maybe see Catwoman. Just, I want to see some of these people from this world. Some of the DC heroes and stuff. Or how much of this is rooted in reality, I don't know. But I do want to see it. I want to see that kind of stuff happen. They're saying that Batman's not going to be in it. But if you go back to the end of the movie, Batman's missing. So Batman's gone. He disappeared after the seawall was destroyed by the Riddler. Spoiler alert. And the show picks up right after that movie, the 2022 movie with Robert Pattinson. And so Batman's missing. There's no reason for him to be in there this season, but you keep this continuity going the right way, and it'll lead right into the next movie. So I just want to see more of that. That's the kind of thing I like. If you're going to do a show about a superhero or a bad guy or whatever, supervillain, that's how you do it. And even if he does have a club foot and he walks like Vito Spadafore. And I don't know if he likes Johnny Cakes or not. I highly doubt it. But anyway, I got to wrap it up. I sound like shit. Thanks for bothering to listen if you did and continue to this point. And I will talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to Trambles, a division of Radio Labyrinth Enterprises. Listen to Radio Labyrinth each and every single week. Or watch it on YouTube, Radio Labyrinth Podcast. That's all for you, Johnny. It's all for you. My penguin was a saint. Gabagool made out of fish. Achoo.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.